Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Tonight we bring God's servant to be a blessing to us. Apostle Femi Lazarus. That's not how to celebrate God's servant. Make it louder for the man we love. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Good to see you again. Help me celebrate your pastor and his dear wife. Let me make an open confession. I saw Mama do something today that I've never seen a pastor's wife do since I've been born. It made me more afraid of the depth of God's forging process over the both of them. I honor you. I honor you. And let me say this. I can close my eyes any day, anytime. I recommend anyone here. There's something about this house, and I don't take it for granted. Thank you, sir. And I'm also blessed and privileged to have one of my brothers and friends here, Reverend Sheyi. So good to see you, sir. Wow. So good to see you, sir. It's tonight. I'm set. Amen, amen. Tonight is going to be many things in one night. Many things. At certain point, we will practically feel the cloud of God's glory descend. Is that okay? It's going to be very, very heavy then. It's going to be unlike yesterday. The glory of God is here. And let me also add, when a minister of God comes and can minister effectively on a platform, it predicates on three things. Number one, the strength of preparation of the house is entering. So don't just look at me as a man who has, no, it's because your pastors have prayed. Yes. There are platforms you step, and you just say in your heart, please don't bring me again. And another thing about this house is that much labor as touching the word has been done here. I know a place where labors have been done. Much labor. The third factor is your expectation. And I love your expectations. It won't be cut short. Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven in 1 minute and give the Lord praise? Come on, from the depth of your heart. Oh, yes. You are holy, God. Oh, we bless you, God. Ye kataba la kambre frene kedisatis. Oh, elemon se kambra frene kedis. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we're praying. Say that amen loud and clear if you can. Please sit down in 1 minute. Sit down with expectations. Thank you, Father. So yesterday we started by reading the book of Obadiah. That's a very, very strong passage. There are many quotes in that passage, but I won't be dwelling. Just go straight to. So we're going to read verse 17. And we're now jump to verse 21. Can we do this together? We read together, verse 17. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go. But upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Verse 21 now. No, verse 21. Can we read it again? 1, 2, 3, go. 2 more times. One last time now. The imagines of saviors coming out of different families, different homes. You won't miss your own enlistment. You will not miss your opportunity. Yeah. You will not miss your flight. Yeah. Now let me dwell a bit more as we look at the book of Joel, chapter number 2. Joel, chapter number 2. Thank you, Lord. We start the reading from verse 1. Joel, chapter number 2, we start the reading from verse 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, and let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. As the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoured before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. Verse 4, together, 1, 2, 3, go. The appearance of them. So it means that there is a specific expectation from God as touching the kind of men that will rise. Is that okay now? And never you make the mistake of thinking that my imagines can tolerate my weakness. Let me show you a scripture. I want you to please project this scripture for us. We read it first in King James translation, then we read it in Message translation. Ephesians chapter number 4 from verse 14. I want to patiently teach. Is that okay? I pray God helps me. Is that okay now? Ephesians 4 verse 14. Look at it. that we henceforth be no more what? Children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Can we read this in Message translation quickly? Look at this. No prolonged infancies amongst us, please. That is, the system will not tolerate you to be a babe for a long time. You have been a baby enough. No prolonged infancies amongst us, please. We will not tolerate babes in the woods. Small children who are an easy mark for impostors. That is, there is a space in destiny where the strong push aside the weak. Are you following what I'm saying here? You see, if you have settled it at some point in your mind that, you see, I know somehow God's grace will just package the whole thing. I don't have to learn this thing called prayer and consecration. Change your mind now. The system of forging, of the kind of men God wants to raise, it is a system of equipping. He intends to equip you with everything necessary for survival. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me say this to you in case you are not aware. We are in a world system that is brutally wicked. We are in a world system that is what? Brutally wicked. I'm going to share a few stories with you so you can understand. I remember in the year 2000 and either 2003 or 2004. Pastor Khan, there's a story. Something happened in Lagos. A guy was riding bike, and then in Lagos you could ride bike anywhere. This is Lagos. Okay, I forgot it. Okay, so then you could take bike anywhere, but this was on Third Mainland Bridge, and he mistakenly hit the vehicle of a man, and the man happened to be a top naval officer. The first thing the man did when he stepped down from that vehicle was I brought out his pistol and he shot that guy on the head. Now that was not even the painful part. That was painful enough. Until we now found out that the guy was an orphan. The father died while the mother was pregnant. The mother died during delivery. And he was the only one. An entire generation cut short like that. So there is nothing like, I have suffered enough, even the devil should know. And it is only logical for someone who have suffered the kind of things I've suffered to be allowed to enjoy life. No, sir. There is a system of wickedness that will stop at nothing till you are completely annihilated. So you cannot afford to refuse to be clothed with strength. So Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, we read that part yesterday, 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3, says that for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to God. For the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations. That is, you've got to embrace this weapon. Let me show you a scripture. The book of Ephesians chapter number 6, let's start from verse 10, quickly. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, brethren, be what? Come on, say loud and clear now. Be what? Come on, be what? Be strong in the Lord. Don't be weak. Be strong. Many of you are coming from places where no one has truly risen. Be strong. Hey, they should pity me and know that I have suffered enough. You better be strong now. It doesn't matter the wickedness you have seen at your age. They are not stopping. Let me share this with you. I guess I was in part one or part two when I went home for a break. And that morning, I had a vision. And in that vision, I saw myself and many people in what looked like a prison. And somebody sat down, a very big man sat down. And he had a long list in front of him, tie one black cloth. And they will call people's name. So-so-and-so-and-so, son of so-so-and-so-and-so, come out. The person will walk out from the crowd. Are you following what I'm saying here? Tonight we'll pray. We'll do what? When I ask you to pray, you better get up and do what? And pray. Listen, it will call people's name. And meanwhile, run away from anyone that tells you that the devil doesn't exist. The Bible said we should not be ignorant of the devices. This person will call the names, so-so-and-so-and-so, come out. And by themselves, they will come out and they will go towards what look like a slaughter slab. And they will pick a cloth by themselves. And they will tie the cloth on their own face by themselves. And one of the things I saw in that vision was that when that happened, someone known from the family will step out with a knife and cut the person's neck. So they called my name in that vision. And I saw the force pushing me towards the slaughter slab was so strong. And I was heading there. And somehow, it appears that there was another force within me dragging me out of the gate. And it was so much a contention. Listen to what I'm saying. By the time I got to the gate, the person coming with the knife to slaughter was somebody who was sleeping and waking up in the house together. Now, to let you know how intense what I had seen was, when my father knocked the door of my room that it's time for devotion, the moment I got up to open the door for him, I passed out. Now you hear people sleep and didn't wake up. And see, medicine will give a name to it. It's a battle they didn't win. There will be a name, whether cardiac. I'm telling you, whether at night or during the day, be strong in the Lord. The Bible says that the dark place of this world is full of the habitation of cruelty. There is gross wickedness. There is gross wickedness. You see students study on campus. We have not come to joke with the devil tonight. People study on campus, part one, part two, part three, part four, get to time to go for NYC. You hear that the vehicular accident and they died. After many years of labor, by what spirit? I was on OAUTHC one night. And I observed, there was a woman crying, she could not be consoled. What's the issue? And I tried to approach her, what happened to this woman? She said, well, this. In fact, I thought we could console her. When I heard the story, this woman had lost her husband since she was a young woman. And she had a boy. She said she would not remarry, she would take care of this boy. The boy went to school, graduated, did his master's, got a good job. Was on his way home to come and give her some things, had an accident and die. How do you console such woman? What kind of spirit is that? You better, see, this in the era of saying, mama's prayer got me going. You better start praying. You better, are you following what I'm saying here? You better start praying. There is a devil somewhere intending to waste all this effort. But if there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. I say there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. See, listen, prayer is like money you invest in a bank. You invest it ahead. You seal different aspects of your future. Marriage, NYSE, every point of your life. You advance the prayer. Little wonder the reason why the devil is making sure you don't pray. So that you can go through life exposed and vulnerable to all his schemes and his plan to attack you. Can I give you a minute to roar and destroy all the works of darkness? Will you pray on your feet or you want to sit down? Amen. 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 It appears many of you are not willing to pray. Can I get 10 people who are dangerously crazy about prayer? Listen, get out of your seat. I pull down every imaginations and orchestrations of the kingdom of darkness. Today, I subdue you by the word in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Oh Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able, able, dry bone shall rise again. Oh Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able, able,
dry bones shall rise again.
Oh Lord Jehovah is able to do all things.
He's able, able, dry bones shall rise again.
Oh Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. Is able,
dry bones shall rise again.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Be seated. You see, we might look touche. Maybe because of the way we are doing ministry. But it is mountain prayer. Are you following what I'm saying? Mountain prayers. Emi mi mo wonu mi lo. Emi mi mo wonu mi. Dori mo fe gberu. Dori mo fe segun mi rin ajo. Mo fe ko. Those of you backing up, don't shout. Amen. Amen. Look up, everyone. How many of you are willing to pray? Okay. Shadua keo, nena shadua keo. Shadua keo, mena shadua keo. Adua choko, kadu pipeli, jujao. Adua choko, kadu pipeli, jujao. Shadua keo, mena shadua keo. Shadua keo. Mena shadua keo, adua choko, kadu pebili jujao, adua choko, kadu pebili jujao. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Sit down for a while. Now, listen. I think we're going to segment it so we can be dealing with different areas. Now, listen. It was in the year 2012. that my eyes got opened. And it occurred to me for the first time that no one had truly really risen from my lineage. Some of you are here, you are the first generation of one attempting to rise. You cannot afford to be careless. Because the ground you lose, your children will have to fight again. Are you following what I'm saying? Pastor, to let you know, listen to what I'm saying. Because I've asked God, listen, there's an energy level in this meeting. Many of you will have the unusual grace to go and fast and pray for long. Because you will break some yokes. I didn't hear that amen like thunder. So I said, this is it. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. And I'm ready to die. You know, have you come to that point of, let's agree, God, I'm ready to die. Just so you know, I'm not playing. So I said I was going to try to do, I didn't even know. I was trying to do 100 days dry. So I did 21 days. I knew I had to break. So I broke. 3 days. Break. Picked up another 21 days. The third time, I had to be rushed to the hospital at night. I was vomiting blood. They ran different scans. The doctor said my intestine had perforated. That if I attempt to fast again, I would die. I'm not saying this so you can go and kill yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? There's balance. I sat down there. They were passing drips. Somehow in my heart, I said, me tea boy. I'm not free yet. I've not hit the note of, to let you know how deep this thing is. To let you know how thick it is. It was. I was just waiting. See, hospital, do what you will do. I'm at a crossroad. My life and destinies after me depends on this. And it must be said. You know, you don't go back and start like that from the scratch again. Just finish what you have started. After I was discharged, I waited 2 more days. I started 21 days white. Listen, after the 21 days, I went another 7 days dry. It was on the 7th. If I showed you my picture, I look like a corpse. Why is it this serious? It was on the 7th day. The way I was living, I will pour water on my bed. From that moment till now, if you put 20 pillows on the bed, I sleep on my hand. I got used to. It was so serious that when we did the scan of my daughter in the womb, she was resting on the hand. To let you know, something was engineered in the DNA. On the 7th day, I couldn't. When you get to that point, you can't shout, Oluwa Sanumi, mercy, mercy, mercy. And I slept off. And I saw a vision. And I saw myself in my room. And I saw a very tall, huge angel standing there. And he said, Femi, to your right. And I saw a corpse. And he said, do you know him? I said, no. He said, look closely. I said, I don't know him. He said, look again. He said, I don't know him. He said, this is the father of your grandfather. He said, when he died, he went with something that belongs to you. Listen. I'm a Christocentric preacher. So anybody can bring it, no problem. Just make sure you break through before you embrace some doctrines. He said, this is the father of your grandfather. The man had just one hair on his head. He said, your cry has reached. How many days did it take for my cry to reach you guys? He said, I've been sent to wake him up. Pick what belongs to you and go. And he carried, I'm telling you, a vision I saw. He carried what looked like a string trumpet and blew it. Everywhere was shaking. And the man got up with anger. And I knew by the spirit instinctively in that vision And I was to put my hands in his chest. And when I put my hands there, I could feel different things that I could know this belonged to this. And I wanted to just pack. The angel said, no, you pick yours. When they pray, they will pick theirs. I am telling you an experience I had. Man of God, when I woke up from that vision, I knew I had hit the note of victory. Somebody needs to hit a note of victory tonight. Somebody needs to listen to what I'm saying. Where is there someone to cry? Is there somebody who is tired? I rise as a man on behalf of my lineage. I demand for what the devil stole. Is that the way you pray? I demand. I demand. I demand. You have one more minute. You have one more minute. You have one more minute. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Oh Lord Jehovah, is able to do all things. Is able to dry bones. Oh Lord Jehovah, is able to do all things. Is able to dry bones. Aila kati le meteka. I take back what the devil stole. I take back. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, there's a way you pray when you get to your final bus stop. There's a way you pray. There's a way you pray. Shakata balakata. Elakai. I break through. I break through. I break through those cars of darkness. I break through. Oh. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen like thunder. Sit down for a moment. É mi mimo é seu. É minha alma. Still my key. É cucu lagbara. É mi mimo é seu. Aye, aye, é seu. É minha alma. É cucu lagbara. É mi mimo. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Say that amen with power. Say that amen again with power. Let me teach you something briefly about warfare. Something very practical and relatable to your level. The moment the devil sees that there is an intention of God and an interest in a man, it will do everything possible to thwart it. And some of you have been wondering, why is the grip of addiction this strong? Why am I falling into wrong hands? What's happening? Why am I being depressed? The devil is after something. For we have this treasure in 18 vessels. He's after something. He's not just roaming about. In 1 Peter chapter number 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 8. Project that scripture. 1 Peter 5 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because what? 1, 2, 3, go. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may. Can I quickly teach you something? Don't pray yet. You still pray. Let me quickly teach you something. In 1 Samuel 17 verse 34, when David stood before Saul, Goliath has been making noise. David was speaking about his CV. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. It means that the devil as a lion always target the weak. Are you following what I'm saying? He always target what? You will not be a weakling. Come on, say that amen like power. There is a girl in this meeting. There is a subtle, listen to what I'm saying. All eyes closed, everyone. This is quite a serious one. There is a subtle attempt to get you into a society. And you are about to be the third generation in it. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to decree fire. It's not your fault. You don't even know much. Just start seeing yourself in the midst of people you don't know. You are here. I release the activity of angels. Search this young lady out. And by a mark of fire, let there be deliverance. By a mark of fire. Help her. Help her. Fire. Let her loose now. Let her loose from my right hand side to the middle and the left. Help this lady by a mark of fire. I break that yoke, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Fire! Help her. Shekata Baraka. Ekata Balakati, brethren, de Kibai. Ekende Rokoshente. Amen. 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 Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. David said in that scripture, he said, when I kept my father's sheep, a lion came and a what? And a bear. So my concern, when I read this, I was asking myself, did the lion and the bear, where did they meet to know they should go after the same thing? Where did they meet? Why is the devil using different means to target that same oil? He's trying this, but what he's after is still the same thing. You are being equipped to stand. Because that lineage needs a man that will stand. Are you following what I'm saying? You are being equipped to do what? To stand. I am seeing a oil and I'm seeing the number 7. I'm seeing a hoyo. And I'm seeing the number 7. So there are 7 men here. And there is a hoyo being released. No, I will count 1 to 7. And across this place, it's going to happen. 7, and I'm seeing a hoyo. I'm seeing a jar of oil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 of them. Touch them now by a mark of your fire. The 7 of them across this place. It's an anointing of fire. Fire! 7 of them. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Amen. Sit down for a minute. Just help those under the anointing. Sit down for a minute.
The emergence of saviors. Oluwa jokun so mi obiri. Agbara nla lewo bi aso. Olorun wa to fi mole sasobora. Alagbara to fi mole sorun o. Nibi mole aye na yo agbara nla lewo e le ke pemfe dinetati sivish. In Jesus' name we are praying. Just help those under the anointing. We are going somewhere. Now, listen, pay attention. When David was speaking in this 1 Samuel 17, he was a teenager. There are beasts that must be destroyed early. It is good that a man will bear his yokes in the days of his youth. There are victories best secured early. That you will enter the place of prayer for your destiny early, when you still have the strength. Early victory. I can't say sepinetere. And there's been different forces trying to insist that you will not pray and fast. But the devil is a liar. All those clouds are rolled away. Somebody is entering the place of prayer. Somebody is entering the place of fasting. Somebody is entering the place of contention. Somebody is entering. Hey! A friend that came in addition. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please sit down for a minute. I have gotten to some junctions in the place of warfare in ministry that I sat down in the middle of the night and I said to myself, that if a man had missed the place of preparation through prayer, he can't pass this junction. Listen to what I'm saying. It is not true that when the days of evil comes, you will pray. It is not true. It is like saying, if a lion comes after me now, I will run. Except you have been running before. You have to make prayer your default response now. Now. So when those days come, you'll be able to bring out of that place. You must master the culture of prayer. You must be strong where it matters. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? Don't let anybody deceive you. Pick yourself in clusters. Lock yourself up. Do days. Master it. Master it now that you have the time. You will not always have this time. And more so, the devil plans to damage you beyond repair. Lift your hands and say, I receive the mantle of prayer. Hey, I receive the mantle of prayer. Of prayer. Now, if you know your spiritual life has been under attack, is this the point to really sit down? Is this the point?
Chadua keo, mena chadua keo, adua choko, kadu pebili, jujao, adua choko, kadu pebili, jujao, chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Chadua keo, mena chadua keo. Adua choko, kadu bebili jujao. Adua choko, kadu bebili.
Amen. Sit down for a while. It got to a point in a place of prayer that somebody was going to rob our room at night, and the person got frustrated and screamed at me from the window, "This big fool, you are not sleeping again." Is he always? Kai! I love that. And he left out of anger. He's been watching me every night. So, one time, the security guys of the neighborhood came together and say, he must leave. Are you the only one? I was the one that knew what I was dealing with. Kai, lift your hands.
Lion roar, eagle fly, it's in you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you. You were meant to fly. A lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you. You were meant to fly. A lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you. You were meant to fly. A lion roar, eagles fly. Lion roar, eagles
Amen. Amen. Now sit down for a while. You know, Pastor, that story I share. Listen attentively. I want to give you a secret. That story I shared about the length of fasting, do you know it was actually not necessary? If only I had met with a man walking a level of stature that can break it. In Genesis 49, Jacob told Reuben, he said, you will not excel. He said, you went into your father's wife, you will not excel. It was one statement Moses gave. He said, let Reuben live, let him not die, let his men up, and it was sealed. Listen to what I'm saying. Some of you are already feeling what I'm saying now. There's a penetration of a wave of glory across. And what is going to happen is that there's going to be a re-immersion. Different realities will be installed under this atmosphere. Different realities of the spirit. You just can't help it. No. You can't help it. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes, open your ears, till you understand that the Lord is here. Amen. Listen. Sit down. Lift your hands. Sit down. I know what I'm doing. Sit down. Some of you will be caught up in visions. Many lost spiritual experiences will return. Fix your gaze on Jesus. There's already a drawing out. There's a drawing out. You are drawn into deeper waters. Are you following what I'm saying? Deeper waters of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. All of you here, stand up. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Join your hands together. Join your hands together. Join your hands together. Asile mo kopate ke pinatai e ke le motai kapene ketisha. There's a wave of glory o te botate te de bodur. By the mark of God's fire. E kati. Hey. We are stepping into higher priesthood tonight. A flow of the prophetic. Wave of glory. All of you in the choir, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Get up, join your hands together. Join your hands together. Join your hands together. Oh, Sapata Bakates. A new wave of glory, a new wave. A new wave of glory. From the first to the last. Wave of power. It's a new wave of the spirit. Strength, stamina. Eagles fly. It's in you. You were meant to fly. Lion roar. Eagle fly. It's in you. You were meant to fly. Amen. Those of you are the overflow. Those of you are the overflow. Join your hands together quickly, quickly. Stand up, join your hands together. Help them. There's a move of power. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands up. Lift those hands up. From the crown of your heads to the sole of your feet. Hey! There's an outbreak. There's an outbreak. I will count 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Fire! Break loose! Break loose! Break loose! Hey! Help them. Amen. Now listen. Those of you on this row, lift your hands to heaven quickly. One impartation can set you on fire. Such as I have, give I thee. As I stretch my hands in this direction, from the front to the back, are you ready? Are you ready? Let there be a move of fire. Take it now. Fire. 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 Kate Lebokota. Break loose. Break loose. Hey. Seketa Banakate. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. That's a wave of glory. That's a wave of glory. Sweeping across, sweeping across, sweeping across. Hey! Let fire fall. Those of you on this roll, are you ready? Those of you on this roll, are you ready? Lift your hands to heaven. By a mark of fire from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I decree there is a move of the Spirit. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. Fire. 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 All across. Those of you at the back, receive fire. Fire. Shaikele Makai, the Freddish. Elekai, the Freddy Kapai. Kapai, the Kape. Back loose. Back loose. Amen. Amen. Help that lady, help that lady. of glory.
This lady on the camera, stand behind this lady on the camera. Lift your hands. What's your name? The hand of God is coming mightily upon you. There's a wave of glory. The hand of God is coming mightily. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. By a mark of fire, the days of affliction are over. Touch her now. Touch. Help her. Help her. There's a release of new wave. New wave. New wave. Supernatural things naturally. New wave of glory. Oh, help that lady, help her. The hand of God is upon her. Just help her. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, se que pante. Now, listen. There are some of you here that the devil is fighting your oil. He knows there's a calling. And he seems to be fighting. So you don't emerge. When I see a release of the spirit of might, I see a release of the spirit of might. I see a release of the spirit of might. I see a release of the spirit of might. I see a release of the spirit of might. In the name of Jesus. As a covenant practice, help them. Before I leave any meeting, I pray for ministry gifts. Lift your hands, everyone. Everyone in this meeting that God is preparing as pastors and teachers, the anointing that separates men in that regard and in that flow, let it switch across this auditorium now and fill them with power. Pastors and teachers, take it now. Those who are called into evangelistic ministry, as I speak, there's going to be manifestations. Evangelistic ministries, crusades, miracles everywhere. Where are the evangelists? By a mark of fire. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive the fire. Apostles and prophets. Prophetic worshippers. Prophetic teachers. Prophetic ministers. Prophetic writers. Prophetic instruments, signs, wonders, visions. Where are they? We ignite the depth of those callings. We evoke the depth of those callings. We evoke the depth of those callings by a mark of fire. Receive it now! Yes, 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 yes. Identify them. Pour the oil. Pour the oil. By a mark of fire. 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 Anyone in any form of bondage, the devil has been fighting you like no man's business. I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, loose them and let them go. So I take authority over sicknesses. Any form of lumps, growth, get out. Get out. Asthma, get out. Bone issues, get out.
Liver conditions, get out. Kidney conditions, get out. Ulcer, get out. Fever, get out. Anyone here under the sound of my voice with any condition contrary to what Jesus provided, I command now the root of that sickness dry up now. Be healed. Somebody's leg is just being straightened. I don't know the person. There's a leg being corrected. Be healed. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen. In 1 minute, quickly check. You came here with sickness. Quickly check. And run out quickly. I'm seeing a breast lump has gone. Melt out a breast lump. Has melt out a breast lump. There's somebody, something has been saying in your throat for a while. It's gone. Quickly, quickly check. Come, come. Keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping. There is no sickness that will not be healed. Come quickly. Come, 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 come. My time is up. Keep checking, keep checking. There's somebody who couldn't breathe properly. Breathing condition has been restored. Who is that person? Quickly check, quickly check. There's an eyesight correction at second place. An eyesight correction at second place. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Let's have a very, very quick one. Okay. Yes, okay, good. Yes. Quick, keep checking, keep checking. Healings have taken place. Keep checking. Oh, thank you, Father. What's the condition? Okay. Is it there? Oh, thank you. Oh, it reduced the growth on your neck. For like 3 years. My God, my God. So it used to be bigger than this.
Yes, it was bigger than this. This is when I was in school. Went to hospital. We tried to go to the hospital, but they asked us to pay some starting money. We paid. We did the test. We did a lot of tests, but no, there's no solution. The doctor didn't do operation. I don't know why this thing is so difficult. I prayed, I fasted, but this thing did not want to go. I prayed that God should help me to do this, that I can give this testimony to God Almighty. I've done everything. Recently, I came to the church. I wanted to see pastor, but I don't know. Maybe it was so busy that I did not see. Like every time I went to church, this church when I was in Egbe, they did not find a solution to it. They said they prayed with only water, everything. Now, I don't know, but I know that yeah, this thing has reduced, and I know that they have gone.
Put your hands there. Put your hands there. Wait, wait, wait. Even now, it's shrinking. It's shrinking. It's shrinking. Thank you, Jesus. Completely whole. Help her. By a mark of fire. Thank you, Jesus. It shrinks. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yes. No, speak. Speak for him.
I'll
speak for him. Okay.
He has been suffering from growth. Tonsillitis.
Yes. My God. For 2 years now.
Choked on my throat. And my last medical appointment, the doctor said I'll be scheduled for a surgery.
Father, enter.
Said yes. I'll be scheduled for a surgery. It has been stopped there.
What about now?
For this past 20 years, I've done my prayer points. But I soon realized that when I woke up a particular morning,
yes,
it's reduced.
Yes.
Like it's reduced.
What about now?
But now, it tells you that if I try swallowing, I feel like there's an obstruction.
Yes. Can you swallow now?
I'm already feeling it.
Swallow again. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tonsillitis. Go. Go. The root is cursed. Tied up now. It's done. Let's give the Lord praise. Yes.
Apostle, we have another miracle here. She has been having difficulties with breathing for the past 3 years.
And also 3 years.
Yes, for 3 years. And also she's been having issues with her ankle for a very long time. But why you make the declaration, the difficulty in breathing has disappeared. here. She cannot breathe very well. The ankle pain gone. You can see.
Ankle pain is gone. No pain again.
Gone. No pain.
Can we that say rest. Thank you, Jesus? You are whole completely. It's done. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank
Apostle,
you.
Apostle, the Lord Jesus has appeared here. She has been having issue with her voice breathing, but she cannot even sing. She could sing when her voice was gone for days, but now it is clear.
Can you raise the sound? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are whole completely. Thank you, Jesus. Honors is done. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give the Lord praise. There's somebody with a back pain, lower waist. You've been healed. You are not out. Where's that person?
Apostle, she has been having sore throat for some days now.
My
that
God.
Even at this meeting when she came earlier, she was so bad. Anytime she's talking, she'll be having the pain.
But how about now?
Serious pain. It is gone.
It's gone completely. Completely whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle, she has been having back pain and sore throat for some months now, but right in this meeting.
Gone also.
All gone.
Bend your back, nothing, no pain, nothing. Let's give the Lord a big shout. Thank you, Jesus. You are whole completely. Oh, thank you. Are those healing cases? Healing cases. My God.
Wow. Apostle Jesus is here.
Wow.
He has been having issue with breathing. At night like this, he can't breathe. At night like this,
wow.
He can't breathe. Even it accompanies with coughing and all. But now, everything is gone. He can breathe well.
You can breathe well. Breathe deep again. Let me hear you. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Completely whole. Completely whole. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Apostle, this man here has been having chest pain for some months. At night, he cannot sleep. He can't even breathe well. But now, everything gone.
Gone. My God, my God. No pain at all. No pain. Nothing. Nothing. Can we scream and give Jesus praise? You are whole completely. Whole completely.
Apostle, this man here has been having throat pain for months. Can't even swallow, he can't prepare, but now everything is gone.
Gone. Completely. Thank you. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Made whole completely. Made whole. Look at the number of healings we still have. My God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Apostle, she said that before this meeting, every time she's walking, it's as if there's a stick in her chest.
Wow.
That anytime she's walking, she's feeling the pain. It's so serious. But
my
in
God.
This meeting, it has disappeared.
Everything left. Nothing again.
Nothing
come.
Like that.
Come. Thank you, Jesus. Made whole completely.
Apostle, she has been having sore throat since the beginning of the
also
week.
Also gone completely. Gone. Thank you, Jesus. You made whole completely.
Apostle, chest pain over a year gone.
Thank you Jesus.
The Lord Jesus Christ has healed. Respiratory issues here.
My God.
She has.
Hold on, I want to hear her. Yes.
And every few minutes I'll go to the restroom just to blow it.
My
but
God.
Now I can breathe
completely clear. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. You are the one with the lower
Apostle,
back pain.
Yes, the back pain. He said, when
God.
You made mention of that back pain, it was gone.
Shh.
Yes, it's gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Gone completely. Oh, thank
she
you.
She has been having sore throat, Apostle, but
also
all gone.
Gone.
All gone. All
thank
gone.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
She has been having severe lower back pain. She couldn't bend. She couldn't do this.
And now
but
I can
now
do all these
all
things.
Gone. All gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The hand of God is strong upon you. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle, this man has come in faith, knowing that when you pray for him, you will be healed.
Yes.
He has been having a pain here.
Yes,
but
God was showing me a condition of the thigh. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands there, my friend. Put your hands there. Thou spirit of infirmity. Go! Now! out of him. Be healed in the name of Jesus. It's gone. Now stretch yourself. Do the things you couldn't do. Check there. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we can't take all the testimonies. I have to wrap up. Thank you, Jesus. We'll document the rest.
Lower back pain gone, Apostle.
Lower back pain gone also. Thank you, Jesus. Made whole completely.
Apostle, we give God praise. His sight was blurry before now, but he can see better now. He can see better.
Are you sure?
He can see better now.
Are you sure? Now, hold on a minute. Come. This guy. No, stay where you are. Stay where you are. What did they write on his clothes? This guy with white. Huh?
Dior.
Dior. Okay, come. Come, follow me. Follow me quickly, quickly. Quickly. Now, Father Abraham, step aside. What is on his clothes there?
Jesus is King. Huh? Jesus is King.
Thank you, Jesus. Completely whole. Completely whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we won't be able to take all these testimonies.
Apostle, we have to take this, sir. Please.
Yes.
You see, this God Isaiah was bigger than this.
It was bigger.
Yes. He said he saw it, the thing reduced.
My God. You saw it shrink. Thank you, Jesus. That testimony is perfected. Thank you, Lord. You won't see it again. Hallelujah.
There's a lot of testimony, Apostle. She had severe back pain and sore throat, all gone.
All gone.
All gone.
No
all gone.
Pain. Can you do like this? No pain. No. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Congratulations. All completely. Thank you, Lord.
Apostle, this man has been having severe back pains. The moment you said back pain, the whole pain gone.
Left.
Left. Left.
Thank you, Jesus. All completely. Where is that person with a lump in the breast? There's a lump that's been taken out. There's a lump. Where's that person? There's a lump. Do you check yourself? Why are you hiding? Come, my friend. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Apostle, she had four lumps. But she says she has checked it. There's only one there, but it has even reduced. She had four.
Lift your hands. What is that one waiting for? Be gone in the name of Jesus. Gone and gone forever. I have to stop here. We document the remaining testimonies. God bless you, Pastor.
Jesus tonight. Are you doing it well? Are you doing it well?
We give you glory. We worship you. Worship.
Let's sing it together. One more time, one more time, one more time.
We give you all. We give you all.
We worship you, Lord.
Whatever the Lord doeth, it is permanent. Whatever the Lord doeth, the Bible says it is permanent. And I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, Every victory recorded here is permanent in the name of Jesus. Every testimony recorded is permanent in the name of Jesus. Whilst the prayer was going on, I saw a particular person in a vision, like a termite. And that revelation, I saw like a termite eating up a marriage, eating it up. On the surface, it was looking, but it's been eating it up. And that woman is really troubled. And while that was happening, I saw two things. I saw a termite again, eating up a person's health gradually. And you know, when termites eat things, on the surface it looks fine, but inside it's gone. And God said to me, I will make whole. I declare in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, whatever was eaten or is being eaten, I declare now, you spiritual, satanic, demonic termite, eating that marriage, eating that life, eating that health, today be gone for life in the name of Jesus. Every testimony recorded here today, we declare total perfection in the name of Jesus. They are signed, sealed, and delivered. Satan, your hands are up permanently. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Can you give God a shout of praise tonight? I can hear you, make it louder tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.